Our world has changed, and it's continuing to rapidly change. Jobs, careers, and businesses are consistently disappearing. Even the way we learn and discover new things has been altered forever. Sounds a little scary? Don't be afraid. Be ready. It's your time to take control, design, and build a magnificent dream life and a thriving dream business that's filled with power. Because you are not powerless, you are powerful. No matter what's going on in our world, your power to achieve exists now, in the present moment. This is your time to do life with power by starting where you are and deciding to build your magnificent dream life and to fund that life by building your profitable dream business. I am your host, goal achievement strategist and business coach, Pat Counsell. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, the podcast where you will discover keys to designing and building your magnificent dream life and your profitable dream business. Get solutions, get strategies, get ideas, get inspired, and most importantly, start getting results. All you have to do is open your mind and make the commitment to take action. If you're ready to win, then it's time to do life with power. If you have some days when you really don't feel like doing anything, you don't feel like exercising, you don't feel like working on any of your goals, you don't want to focus on any of the things that you need to focus on so that you can achieve your goals and build that magnificent life, well, today's show is for you. We're going to talk about giving your mind a power boost and how to get back on track quickly. We could all use that sometimes. I could use that myself. Okay, let's get started. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. Once again, I'm goal achievement strategist and business coach, Pat Counsell. And today we're going to talk about giving your mind a power boost, how to get back on track quickly. We all want to know that sometimes, don't we? You know what? I mean, when it comes to me, there are some days when I don't feel like exercising. I don't feel like focusing on achieving any kind of work goals, bigger work goals or small work goals. I just don't want to do anything. I mean, have you guys ever had days like that? Well, Although, there's really nothing wrong with taking a break. There's nothing wrong with feeling like that sometimes. And you can take a break, and sometimes we need to step away from it all. But the challenge is getting back in the swing of things. Sometimes when, you know, I take a break, and mostly it's like on a Thursday or maybe a Friday if I take a break, and I'm thinking, okay, you know what? I have really been working nonstop for the last, I don't know, 7, 8, 9, 10 days, and I need a break. And of course I do take Saturdays off and Sunday, up until about 6 p.m. Sunday. But even so, sometimes I still feel like I need a break. And with all the streaming apps, Netflix, there's Disney Plus, there's all different kinds. Now there's Peacock, which is produced by NBC. So there's so many new streaming apps that are out there that we can actually watch, Prime Video, and the list goes on and on. So that can really kind of knock you off your game and take away your focus. So getting back on track, that can be a real challenge. And it is important, though, that if we're going to achieve any of our goals, goals that are important to us, then it's important that we get back in the swing of things. So when you find yourself trying to jumpstart, there is something you can do. Given that you don't feel like exercising or you don't feel like working on your goal, feel being the operative word, that means, you know, this is probably an indication that some type of emotion is involved. Now, something is probably going on with you that you're not acknowledging. Now, in all the different books I've read and all of the research I've done, I've read in various books that emotion means energy in motion. And if that's the case, and I believe it is, this might mean you are putting out a kind of energy that's causing you not to be in motion, or it's causing you to not to want to be in motion. It's causing you not to want to do anything. Many times we just chalk it up to being lazy. And of course, calling yourself lazy or some unflattering name, that just makes it worse. And I mean, there's sometimes something else that's going on. You know, it's not just who sets goals just to become lazy, right? So when procrastination sets in or that creative avoidance sets in, there is something else that's going on. So let's talk about how to give your mind that power boost so that you can get back on track and get back on track quickly. First of all, in order to kind of give your mind that power boost and get back on track quickly, determine why you shut down in the first place, or take the time to see if you can understand why you don't feel like doing anything. There may be something going on that's really zapping your energy. For example, it could be guilt. Now, I talked about guilt and resentment on last week's show, I believe on Wonderful Wednesday. There'll be a link in the show notes in case you missed it so that you can listen to it and understand more of what I'm talking about. But it could be guilt, just as an example, and that could be zapping your energy. And I know personally, when the economy tanked several years ago, you know, I allowed myself to go out of business. And you know, I'm saying I allowed myself to go out of business because what I'm doing is I'm actually taking responsibility for what happened to me, because there were lots of people who were in the exact same business I was in and they actually survived, and some of them even thrived. So somewhere something else was going on. So I allowed myself to go out of business. And shortly after that, well, I was headed for a divorce, and I got divorced. And so after the smoke cleared, after I got through all of that, you know, I had a lot of guilt going on about blaming myself because these things had happened in my life. So as you may know, guilt, well, that's one of those energies that can stop you from doing what's necessary to achieve your goals. Because the goals that you set, these are goals that you've convinced yourself that, hey, you know what? I need to have better health. So exercise plays a role in that. Or I need to increase my income. So I have to stay focused and keep working on my goals, these amazing goals. There are so many things that I want to do with this money, or whatever your reasons are. But the point I'm getting to here is that when you have something going on, it's going to kind of, you know, suck your power away, and it's going to take you off track. So any kind of low energy issue that's going on that's actually affecting your emotions or how you feel about you, that can really stop you from doing what's necessary to achieve your goals. And once again, I'm going to put a link in these today's show notes so that you guys can listen to the show from last Wednesday, and you'll get a clearer understanding of what I'm talking about. So first thing you want to do is determine why you shut down or why you don't feel like it, because you really want to know what's going on with you. The second thing that you want to do is, once you determine what's going on with you, whatever this thing is that's stopping you, decide on some positive actions that you can take. I recommend positive actions, because negative actions will only weigh you down and they're just going to stop you more. So you really want to decide, make a list of three positive things that you can do immediately. For example, if, let's say, guilt is the emotion, since we've been talking about that, that's the emotion. It's causing you to feel on some level that either you, because you kind of, you know, mess things up so badly, you know, you feel like you don't want to do that again because you don't want to get hurt again, or you don't feel like, or you think you don't deserve to have it all over again because, well, you had it and you lost it. The point is, And this might sound a little harsh, but hey, get over it. I mean, really, just get over it, you guys. So the thing is, but it's easier said than done. And I'm just being kind of flip with that, but that's easier said than done. But the best way to get over it is first acknowledge what it is. Now that you know what it is, you will know how to deal with it. And anytime you have a low energy, some type of low energy emotion that's affecting you, then the best way to actually get over it is to replace it with a high energy emotion. Notice I didn't say ignore it or cover it up or pretend it doesn't exist. Okay, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, you know what this thing is, figure out what's going on, acknowledge what it is, but then decide on a course of action that's going to take you to a higher level. So list some positive actions. So instead of feeling guilty, what you could say is, you know what? I'm grateful that I've learned some valuable lessons. And now that I've learned these lessons, I'm going to not only do things very differently, but I'm going to do things better. And I'm going to go to a higher level. I'm going to go to a higher level of thinking so that I can really, serve. Okay. And use my talents to, serve the community that I'm in or serve this great world that we're in or whatever gifts you have. So the point is you want to understand why you're here. The other thing is that let's go back to guilt, and you know, whatever's stopping you, you have to be honest about it. Sometimes it's just plain old fear, but I'll say this again, even within fear, you know, procrastination, guilt, anger, resentment, all those things, those are cousins of fear. So even if fear is stopping you or whatever that thing is, you guys, take a look at it and put yourself in an attitude of gratitude. One thing I've found that the attitudes and energies of love and gratitude, they can help you overcome anything. Okay. At least they can help you clear your mind to the point where you can get a perspective on you. And in other words, to the point where you're giving you credit and saying, you know what? I'm amazing and I'm human. So I made a mistake, but I still got it going on. And this is how you get back in the swing of things. So when you start talking about the fact that you've got it going on now and you're making some amazing things happen, or you're capable of making some amazing things happen, your mind's going to start to shift back toward that powerful person that you are. And you're going to be bringing that power to the forefront. Now, of course, you know the final step. Now, the first one was determine what's going on with you. Okay. And determine why you don't feel like it. Figure out what's zapping your energy. The second one was, once you determine what it is, then decide on a positive action that you're going to take. And the third and final step is act on your positive decision. Once you decide on some positive actions, I mean, you don't have to talk to 25 people about it. You don't have to ask anybody their opinion or what they think you should do. You don't have to do any of that. Act on your positive decision. And remember that whatever positive actions you come up with as an added bonus to yourself, you know what? Give yourself that quick fix by pumping yourself up. And you pump yourself up by reminding you how amazing you are, how magnificent you are, how wonderful you are, how you are built by design to win. So when you start to remind yourself of these things, hey, if that doesn't make you feel good, I don't know what will. So if we're talking about, you know, getting back in the swing of thing of exercising and really bringing out that healthy body that you have, or making the healthy body that you already have even healthier, when you start telling yourself that you're built by design to win, you know what? This is the part where you get up, you see yourself getting up and going and doing your exercises so that you can really bring out that amazing, amazingly healthy body that you have. You also want to see yourself doing some amazing things when it comes to all of the amazing work goals that you set. This is how you stimulate your mind so that you can really get back in the swing of things. I had somebody say to me, you know what, if I do that, isn't that like I'm lying to myself? So let me get this straight. You're not built by design to win. You're built by design to lose? No, you're not. Listen, we're all built by design to win. We just have to embrace it. We have to walk in it. We have to act on it. And you'll see. You think about it. Whenever you go for something that you're really excited about and that you really want and you give it your all, you are very rarely disappointed. It's only when you start acting like you're built to lose that, well, you kind of get what you're going for. So think about what's going on with you and act on it. Now, just as we start to wrap up, you know, I'm talking about giving your mind that power boost and how to get back on track quickly. And this is all about getting your paying attention to your emotions. But I just think I'll throw in a little aside because this can also affect your emotions. When it comes to you feeling kind of tired and kind of drab, you know, it could be something else. It could be something as simple as you're not getting enough sleep. And all I can say to you is, hey, go to bed and go to sleep. And you know what? I'm preaching to myself because on those days when I'm like, ah, man, I really don't feel like exercising, or I really should just take the day off and forget about all of this stuff I have to do and forget about my things to do lists and goals can wait for a moment. There's a time to take a break. There's a time to step away from it all so that you can clear your mind, so that you can relax, or so you can have some fun. But if you're taking a break simply because, well, you didn't discipline yourself to go to sleep, then yeah, just the next night, fix that. Act on it. Go to sleep. Find a way to go to sleep. Now, my mind goes like a mile a minute. So I have my little natural sleep spray, and sometimes I spray it. I don't use it every night, but when my mind absolutely refuses to calm down, you know, I get really quiet. I do some deep breathing. I meditate a little bit. I spray my spray first and then I go into meditation. And yeah, the next time I wake up, it's like a new day and boy, am I feeling great. So think about what's going on when you are not, really where you want to be. So, and what you can do, so that you can really get back on track. If it's all of these different emotions that are going on, or you have one or two emotions that are affecting you and it also affects your sleep. Listen, before you go to bed at night, when you get ready to go to sleep, you know, if you want to spray some kind of natural spray to help you sleep, that's fine. And then go into meditation and drift off to sleep. That's fine. But put in your mind, the first thing you're going to do tomorrow, which would be, are you going to exercise? And when I say the first thing, after your morning ritual, you know, mine is prayer, meditation. I read, and I read the Bible and try and kind of look at the scriptures and see how it applies to my life and how I can apply it. So, but after that, when it's time for you to go to exercise, or when it's time to do some work, what are you going to do first? See yourself doing that, and you will most likely follow through, assuming you get a good night's sleep. So listen, you guys, I think that's all I have for you today on this Tone It Up Tuesday. And as I wrap up, you know, I want to remind you that if you think it's because you can't do something, that that's what's holding you back, or that you're not good enough, hey, listen, make no mistake about it. You are built by design to win, and you have what it takes to do it. You just have to get out there and prove it to yourself, doing it one step at a time. If you're doing it that way, then it's going to definitely give you that emotional jolt that you need to jumpstart you and get you back on track. Before I wrap up, we have a new segment that's coming to Tone It Up Tuesday. We're just going to probably do it for, I don't know how many weeks, but a trial period. But it's morning cup of tea. I'm a fan of teas, different types of teas and what they get, drinking tea and what they can do for your body, what they can do for your mind, how they make you feel. And I thought I would add that segment to our Tone It Up Tuesday, because I can tell you, sometimes if you need a little clarity, sometimes a cup of tea, the right cup of tea, will help. So we're going to talk about different types of teas and And I'm going to be sharing that information with you because I am a tea aficionado. So I thought I'd share it with you guys. Listen, I think that is all I have this time. So as we wrap up on this Tone It Up Tuesday, I want to remind you to check out our Facebook for all these different new things that we have coming, the new all the new segments that we have coming, the morning cup of tea, the present moment, time. And so, just, we have a lot coming. So check out our Facebook page, go to Designing Your Life Today on, Facebook, and you can find out more about all the great new things that we've added to our show. Okay. I'm really going to stop talking this time. Hey, you guys, I want you to enjoy this Tone It Up Tuesday and do life with power.